Hi Lee, you're very welcome to this week's podcast. Tell me about your business and who you help.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure and always a pleasure to get chatting about what I do, which is I am a messaging mentor and copywriter for purpose-led business owners. So I help business owners to tell their stories in their own words, effectively. And kind of people I help includes anyone from nutritional therapists to chiropractors to branding agencies with their storytelling clients to slightly bigger household names. But yeah, I get to tell stories for a living. It's great.
I did some research on people's buying habits on Google Lee, and an interesting stat I found was 53% of shoppers say they always do research before they buy to ensure they're making the best possible choice. This showcases the importance of building trust by storytelling, that we actually don't buy something online, most of us, at the first time we visit a site. So what would your recommendations be for how storytelling can help and showcase
build trust? Because obviously trust is the cornerstone of business before any of us will actually go and do business with anyone.
So in terms of building trust with your potential clients and customers, I think the old adage that Rome wasn't built in a day is really very applicable. It takes time. Really what's important is consistency, and that means that you have to keep showing up. As uncomfortable as it can be at times as a business owner, you have to keep showing up. Yeah. You have to keep being true to you and authentically yourself. And you need to keep the experience aligned. So whether your customers are finding you on social media or visiting your website, it all needs to feel like one thing. Yes, you're going to have slightly different messages because you're going to have slightly different clients potentially, or customers landing in those spaces or on those different pages. But ultimately it all needs to feel like it's you in one place, rather than feeling like, oh, you're kind of talking in one way over here and then you're talking in a completely different way over here.
Yeah, that makes sense, because obviously, for example, when somebody's on LinkedIn, they have a business mindset, or your clients might be on Facebook or something like that. Their mindset might be a bit different, but they, and how they want to consume your copywriting, whatever. But the message has to be clear. It has to be precise. And it has to be presented well, because if something is written badly with lots of spelling mistakes, hard to understand, it doesn't matter if it's LinkedIn or Facebook, you're going to lose me. But obviously we're telling a story. So how can we tell a story to build that relationship? Because obviously to do business with people, it always makes it easier when we actually get on with people. And obviously, when we get on with people, then that helps us do more business with people. Because if you're getting on with your clients and then they need something else, they come back and they ask you, or you have an opportunity to tell your clients of other things you offer. That in a story to build stronger relationships with our clients.
That's a good question. I think it's funny in a way, because how tends to be a bit of a hang up for business owners, in that they get stuck into, right, what's the methodology? What channel am I using? What different tools can I use? And really, we want to get back to the biggest issue, get back to the absolute core and foundation of it. And let's go with why. Do we want to tell these stories instead? which is that they are attracting our customers and potential customers with ease, because we are starting a conversation with people rather than, right, what is this message that I want to put out into the world because I have this business goal to achieve? You're being of value and of service.
Yeah. Makes sense, because when we actually like I wrote a blog post or over during COVID, and it was basically just about getting your hair coloured, and loads of us had awful hair disasters during COVID when the hairdressers were shot. People have affinity for things like that, because it was giving a description of why go to a hairdresser, because they're more likely to do your hair well. So when we actually can tell a story to our potential clients and put them in the situation, and that you're actually the nice person who will help you fix your hair color or whatever. So again, and thing, because when we're curious and we're interested in things, and also when a story instills our emotions, we actually remember things better. So what would your advice be when writing a story? When we're telling a story, obviously the way we all remember things, we remember a story when it's interesting, when it gets our curiosity, and also when a story touches our emotions as well. That also triggers our memories. And obviously, if you're a business, you want people to remember you. So have you any recommendations how to tell stories to make them interesting so people will remember you?
That's a really great question. And it does flag up another hangout that business owners have, which is they immediately go to, but I'm not that interesting, when it comes to putting their stories online and in the digital space. Well, what does little old me really have to say? And what we want these business owners to know is that your story is inherently interesting. There's so many different facets to the rich tapestry that is your story and how you came to be this business owner. But really, we want you to be framing your story from the perspective of your ideal clients or customers. So it's all about them. So what's in it for me?
Because yeah, that makes sense.
We are inherently a little bit selfish, in a non-judgmental way. We want to know what we're going to get out of the exchange. So if you want to get people interested, frame it from the point of view of them and what they're going to get out of it, and they will be hooked.
Makes sense. It's like when I told the story about the hair disasters during COVID. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that has to be phrased not from the business owner's perspective, but from the person who has had a bad hair color. Mm-hmm. When we can address the story to the person and show empathy, because none of us want to do business with people who don't show us empathy or see our perspective. No. So to bring that across, that you're helpful, etc., makes a huge difference. Now, obviously, if someone's telling me a story and it's very, very long-winded and there's no structure and there's no clarity, what happens? I lose my concentration. I lose my focus. Lose the message. Yeah. Now, obviously, when a story isn't put together well, we can just feel confused, we can feel frustrated. Now, online, if we feel confused, frustrated, what we do is we don't read any further. And that's no good for your business if, for argument's sake, you've written a blog post and I just click away. So what are your recommendations to help your readers focus, concentrate, and not feel overwhelmed?
This is all about the KISS principle, which is keep it simple, stupid. We're not calling you stupid, obviously, listeners, but we are really talking about keeping it simple. Follow a structure in terms of take them on a journey. So like you would at school, when you first started practicing writing, the beginning, a middle, and an end for everything. Build everything in a journey and take them on that journey. But also starting from a place of intention every time you go to write something. So what is it you want your customers or clients to feel when they're reading whatever it is that you're putting out there? And what action do you want them to take off the back of it? And you can then structure your journey around that. But then that also means that you need to keep coming back to your why you're doing what you're doing, what your mission is, what your vision is, what you're looking to achieve, and who you're doing it for. The other thing is that's really, really important, and I kind of touched on it earlier when I said how is kind of a hang up for business owners, is talk about your transformation rather than your product or service attributes. The what's included section should always be much smaller than this is how your life could be if you move forward with this.
Yeah, makes our emotions going, etc. Where, like, we all want to know a car moves, but we don't really care about what's under the bonnet. And that's what you're giving vision with the story, like the car is great and it'll get you from A to B, etc. Because we don't care about what's under the bonnet overall, as long as it works. So that actually makes a lot of sense. Now, we know that the online space has become more crowded. People are producing more content. So when you are writing copy, how can you write quality copy that stands out from the crowd and makes your business stand out and be remembered?
That's a really good question. I think really...
Thank you.
In order to have a unique voice, you need to use your unique voice. Don't get hung up on the fact that, oh, there's so many people in this space already talking about what I'm talking about. They're not going to talk about it the way that you talk about it necessarily, because they don't have that rich tapestry of story that you do. I want you to ignore all of the shoulds and cookie cutter approaches that are out there and being touted as this one size fits all approach will mean that you get a six figure business if you tell all your stories in this way. That's not what works for someone else's business isn't necessarily going to work for yours. It's really essential that you tell your story your way. That will make you stand out from the crowd, especially if you're coming from the place of your mission and your ideal clients and starting from them, their challenges, their struggles, their dreams. Make them feel like I see you, and then everything that you create, it's very clear to them and they feel like this is for me, you're here for me. The other thing that I would say about standing out from the crowd, and it kind of relates back to all the sort of shoulds and ignoring some stuff in the spaces, give yourself a bit more space for your writing and be a bit more conscious about what you're consuming in the online space, because we can kind of morph into a sort of online speak that kind of everyone is using and lose a bit of our authenticity.
Yeah. So
that would really be my recommendation.
Yeah, and also remember, as you said, who you're writing to, because we all use buzzwords, say, to colleagues and everything, but those buzzwords our customers don't use necessarily. actually in their language. So obviously to think about who you're writing to, how they actually understand things as well, is very important. Now that brings us in, you're writing to a person. What tone of voice are you going to use, or would you recommend to attract your ideal client?
Another great question, and one that does come up quite a lot with clients. The reality is your tone of voice is what needs to be used. A human tone of voice. Really thinking about how would you talk to a friend about what you do, because that relationship that know, like, or resonate, as I call it, and trust piece that we're using as the kind of pillars for building relationship with potential and future clients, it really is like how you would talk to a friend about what you do. You're talking in it's a conversation, rather than oh it's in the online space, it's going to be there forever, so I need to sound professional, and then, as you say, stuffing it with buzzwords and making it sound complicated because I need to sound credible, rather than I'm having a conversation with a pal about this thing that can really help them.
Makes a lot of sense, because in business there's two things we like when we do business with people. Obviously we want someone to be professional, but we also want people to be friendly, to be helpful, because they've done a lot of research and all these things like communication, all those kind of things. And if someone wants to do business with you, we all know those things are explains that, and you could explain how you helped someone, and then that person, and they would help me. So I agree with you, because obviously the buzzwords can very quickly, the understanding of something, be lost. Now a lot of people have a huge problem with this one, writer's block, and they just don't know where to start. So what recommendations would you have if, number one, you're going to hire someone like yourself to help or do your writing, or help do the writing, because obviously you'll need to be able to give that person clear instructions so they can do the job for you. And then the other side of it, if you are actually writing something yourself, how can you do it and obviously not be overwhelmed, and just that it's just an idea in your head and it never gets onto the paper?
Gosh, that's a big question.
I know.
I will endeavor to answer that. There's multiple parts to that question. So blank page syndrome is a pretty common issue. We know that we need to be writing for our business. Someone's usually told us we need to be writing for our business. Oh, you must be blogging, you must be doing this and getting all of these articles out there in the world in order to get found and get clients. When we then sit down at our laptop, we're staring at a blank page and nothing happens. It's a really common issue, and we are able to overcome it. I think what we need to accept is that writer's block happens even to professional copywriters, despite having tools and experience. So the fact that you're experiencing writer's block is perfectly normal, and it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it, would be the first thing I had to say about that. And then come back to who your ideal clients are, what their challenges are, what they dream their life to be, and your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? What are you trying to achieve in the world?
Makes a lot of sense.
Having like your ideal clients printed out and stuck up above your workspace, and the same with your mission statement, I find really helpful, and I always recommend it to my clients, because when you're staring at a blank page, you know, right, I need to be writing something. What am I writing? You look up at those two documents that you've spent time creating. You go, right, their challenge is this. This is what they're lying awake at night worrying about right now, and I can help them with that. And then often that gets the words flowing. Not always. It's not always as simple as that, but usually that can help break through that particular block. In terms of, you asked about working with a copywriter, I think, Rosemary.
Yeah.
And so obviously when I work with a lot of holistic practitioners, so nutritional therapists and coaches and that sort of thing. Those people have invested lots of time and money into getting their amazing qualifications, and they're really excited when they come out with their qualifications, like, right, I want to help people. And then they realize that they need to learn to be an accountant, an administrator. They need to learn how to use social media. They need to learn to be a copywriter. And that's I think where the overwhelm comes from. It's like, you're really excited about your methodology that you've invested in, and then you kind of have a sucker punch of, oh my God, I now need to learn all of this other stuff as well. And I think that's where a lot of the overwhelm comes from, because you're then, right, I need to do all of this stuff, and my to-do list is really long, and I want to be working with clients, and you may even have a couple of clients that you're trying to work with. So it feels like a lot to fit in. Now, in terms of working with a copywriter, if you're just starting out, you're probably trying to prove that your business can work. So you're working on a shoestring, potentially. There are lots of resources out there that can help you. In fact, without wanting to do a shameless plug, Rosemary, on the homepage of my website, which is leetierney.co.uk, there is a link to download my Unleash Your Inner Storyteller workbook, which has got lots of writing prompts in it to help you get through writer's block and to help you in creating some of your first bits of content and have a practice at it. Because really,
thank you very much for the shameless plug. That is very, very helpful, because so many people, what I find with people, like, I work with people in the holistic space as well, is a lot of them aren't techie, and it's not even techie, because the writing can be the same thing for them. They would rather be looking after marketing and all that kind of thing, so they feel it's very, very overwhelming. So it's absolutely fantastic that you're giving advice there to simplify things, because when things are simplified for us and we've some kind of instruction or guideline, then we have something to actually start. And if we get started, then what happens? Our confidence grows. And when our confidence grows, obviously we achieve more. So that is absolutely very helpful. And thank you for your shameless plug.
I wouldn't say it was quite shameless.
And
but
that's, you're telling your story. Shameless plug. But no. Problem at all, and that is great, and thank you very much. Have you also, you'll have all your recommendations in that, so what I'll do is I will write a blog post, and if you can give me a link to that, I will actually include it in the blog post.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
That is very, very helpful for people, and yeah, thank you very, very much for that. And going forward for all of us, like, we have all been living in very, very different times, would you have any recommendations for businesses to thrive and obviously do well, etc.?
Oh, another big question. That's a doozy. So I think if you feel stuck in telling your story, then ask for help. There is lots of help out there. But really, you have those stories inside of you.
I agree with you.
You can unlock those. I think keeping it simple, going back to basics and the foundational principles of who and why are absolutely key. And if it feels like you're putting out stuff but people aren't buying, it's probably time to focus on telling your story and get realigned with your who, your why, your transformation that you're offering. Because it may be that you started out a couple of years ago and you've kind of been following the same process, but actually during the last couple of years, have been, as well as spending more time in your business, that's evolved, and who your ideal clients are has shifted, but your messaging hasn't necessarily shifted in line with that. So I think coming back to the absolute crux,
very, very true, especially. Yeah, and also bringing back to your specialty, you know, in the holistic space with COVID and everything, a lot of therapists and all had before met their clients in person, but some of these treatments, etc., went online, and people were going to the two therapists and all through Zoom and everything.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's a very different experience on Zoom than actually if you're meeting someone in person. And even they have the stats about it, that if you're meeting someone on Zoom, it takes you actually longer to kind of relax or feel your affinity to someone than obviously if you've somebody in front of you. So obviously, if you're doing marketing copy and you're describing a treatment which is offline and all that kind of thing, and then all of a sudden your customers are online and it's a Zoom call, and you just say, oh, you just go in and you do all these things, that can cause stress. So you could have to rewrite your marketing copy to explain to a holistic person, as like with your shameless plug and your instructions, on how they can do these things, because businesses adapt, customers' needs adapt, and how they do business with you adapts naturally. So that is very good advice, and thank you very much for sharing it, and thank you very much for coming to this podcast. And what I will do, as I said, I will write a blog post. I will include the podcast in the blog post. And thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having me, Rosemary. Great chatting with you.
Thank you very much, and for sharing all your expertise. Lots of valuable tips.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I will, and thank you very much.
Many thanks for listening to this podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, digitalcontentmanager.ie. I help freelancers, well-being professionals with WordPress design, LinkedIn, and Canva. Why not contact me to learn how I can help you and your business? This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, digitalcontentmanager.ie.